Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Windows of opportunity are not about coaching tenures or the career of a great quarterback. If you have a playoff caliber roster, and most of all, that roster has its health, you have a rare window of opportunity in that season.
The Packers led 16-0 at the half, but scoring just 6 points off four Seattle turnovers represented windows of opportunity missed, and they would loom large in the next 30 minutes. Green Bay still leading 19-7, just 2:36 to go to the Super Bowl. The Seahawks of the Green Bay one did not let an opportunity to get back into the game slip from their grasp. Russell Wilson's touchdown run put them right back in it. The ensuing onside kick went right through the hands of Green Bay's Brandon Bostic. Opportunity missed for the Packers. 4 plays later, Marshawn Lynch rambled 24 yards for the lead score. The subsequent 2-point conversion gave Seattle a 3-point advantage with just under 90 seconds to go. Aaron Rodgers marshaled his club into Seattle territory, and Mason Crosby's clutch 48-yard field goal got the game and the season into overtime. The flip of a coin is an opportunity for one team or the other. In this case, it went to Seattle, and they took advantage. 6 plays, 87 yards. This pass to Jermaine Kearse sent the Seahawks to Super Bowl 49 and the Packers home. An opportunity missed for a team that was, on that day, the better.
What makes a loss like that so devastating for the players, coaches, and the organization is this. As good as the 2014 Packers were, their window of opportunity closed in Seattle. Free agency and normal roster attrition will bring a 25 to 33% change. The Packers will be a different team in 2015. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.